Just feel that beat singing.
This is the Big Drive Home Podcast with Chris and Scott. Here's some of our favourite moments of the week. Chris and Scott's top three.
So all that happens here is we give you a story. Normally Rebecca in the news team does that, but she's still COVID working from home. So it just proves quite difficult to actually have a conversation.
Yeah.
So she's just doing the news today, and she's ill as well. She didn't feel great. So top three story today is this story. We need you to come up with a song suggestion that ties in with this news story. Britain's oldest twins, who pride themselves on leading frugal lives, have marked reaching 102.
Wow.
What have they done to mark that occasion? Champagne?
I doubt it. 102. No.
Cheese sandwiches.
Cheese sandwiches.
Celebrating with cheese sandwiches. Non-identical Edith and Dorcas were born on June the 28th. 1920, so they've just celebrated.
Happy birthday for yesterday.
Their 102nd birthday, born 45 minutes apart. The pair, both widowed, are thought to be the third oldest twins in the world. Edith said of their lives, "We never had a lot, so it's left us quite stress-free," which is a really, I like that a lot.
If you've got to 102 and your main focus is a cheese sandwich, yeah. you've never had a lot of you.
The daughter, Christine, who's 68, said they celebrated with a cheese sandwich. They lived through 25 prime ministers, 4 monarchs. They got 5 children, 9 grandchildren, 22 great-grandchildren, and have lived through 725 Watford managers.
Do you know what? I can't believe you just said that. There's something wrong with me.
Were you going to do the Watford manager thing?
I've got nothing in front of me. I was literally just going to go, and 132 Watford managers.
I went 725 for comedy value. I went really high. That's
pretty high.
Yeah. Top three story today is the story about the twins, who are the third oldest twins in the world, and they've just celebrated 102 years.
It was their birthday yesterday, wasn't it?
It was their birthday yesterday with cheese sandwiches. That's how they celebrated it. So if that can fit into your song suggestion.
I'm hoping they had one each.
I'd imagine so.
They didn't just share a cheese sandwich. That'd be sad, wouldn't it?
No, I think they've probably got enough now to have like a sandwich each.
I mean, how incredible, right, to live to 102.
Yeah.
Like, and it sounds like they're still in sort of pretty good health.
Well, I think also when you know that people live to 102, you don't think that when you're hitting 40 going, it's pretty much nearly done now.
Nearly done now.
You've got 62 years left. That's crazy.
Yeah, it's craziness, yeah.
Anyway, non-identical. Edith and Dorcas were born in 1920. I joked that there had been 25 prime ministers, 4 monarchs, and 725 Watford managers. But then David's just been out on the text, worked that out. No, 49 Watford managers. So he's actually done the maths. Harry Kent was the first manager, 1910 to 1926. I'm not going to go through them all. We obviously haven't got time. We finish at 6. So, 49 managers, I'd put money on the fact 29 of those have been in the last 3 seasons.
No, but it says here, Harry Kent was the manager. There's been
49. So when they were born, Harry Kent was the manager of Watford. Since then, there's been 49 other managers.
That's a lot of managers. Isn't it? I mean, imagine how much change they've seen.
4 monarchs.
What?
Oh, yeah, 19. Yeah, it would have been, wouldn't there? Yeah, because there was because one of them abdicated as well, didn't he? And then Queen's dad turned up, took the reins, and then the Queen took the reins. So there would have been 4.
Yeah, I know all about it. Yeah, 4. Yeah, the way you've just worked that out. Yeah,
yeah, 4.
You're
Who's
right.
The fourth.
There would have been.
Yeah, because the guy. Yeah.
the guy that abdicated. Yeah, his dad would have been a king. He's the first one. Mr. Abdicated king because he loved the other woman, the divorcee, Simpson. Yeah.
Simpsons.
So then, yeah, so then the Simpsons.
Marge.
Then the Queen's dad took over, David Wallace Bloke's
Bart.
Brother. His brother took over Bart. And then Lisa's been there ever since. So it's 4, isn't it?
And Maggie. Maggie's on the throne now.
Maggie's the next one. Yeah. She's in line to the throne. Yeah.
Would she still have her... pacifier?
Pacifier in, yeah. I hope that's cleared up any confusion.
I think, yes.
Top three.
Top three was the story about the twins who have just celebrated their last birthday, 102, which is incredible.
That is unbelievable.
And, so we've had loads of suggestions of songs of what we could play. George Michael, amazing. There's a few to choose from, says Lucy P. What else do we have here? Live Your Life, T.I. featuring Rihanna. Elton John, I'm Still Standing.
Yeah.
That's very good. From Katrina, or Katerina, as it's said. We must pronounce it correctly. Yeah, we've got quite a few, actually. Do you want to have a listen to the top three?
I do, please.
Number three, I couldn't get the song in time, but it's actually Until the Time Is Through. So if you just give us a little bit of the chorus.
Baby, now and forever.
Number three is Five, and Until the Time Is Through.
There you go.
And number two... Oh, I love this song. When We Were Young from Adele. Is number two. This would have been
102 years ago when they were young.
This should be number one. Number one must be a perfect song. It is. Right, okay.
Yeah.
Adele at two, When We Were Young, and at number one on the top three.
Chris and Scott's top three.
It's Blink 182. What's my age again?
It's 102.
That's good. It's a shame they're not called Blink 102. That would have worked, but it's good.
I'm glad I found you. You're the one. The Big Drive Home with Chris and Scott.
There's no place I'd rather be.
On Radio Essex.
Look, it's 3:25. This is it. This is the time where everyone is at the most content. It's the time of the afternoon.
I feel pretty content.
I mean, I... To be honest, I feel quite chilled.
I do. I mean, we've been working hard, didn't we?
I'm a little bit of a sweat up.
Yeah.
Pressing all the buttons
that
and that.
Tea, I think.
Yeah. But 3:25. Yeah, I feel
just
good.
Just chill.
I feel good. We should do this every day at 3:25.
Well, I mean, I bet everyone else feels amazing.
Yeah.
Stand down.
What's this music? This is the Marks and Spencer. This is if Marks and Spencer did radio shows, this is what it would sound like.
Yeah. Yeah. It's not just any old radio show. It's an M&S radio show.
M&S.
You should have said it's a CNS radio show.
Yeah, M&S is Martin and Sue. That's different.
Big Drive Home with Chris and Scott. This is Radio Essex.
Something I do all the time, forgetting somebody's name after being introduced to them. It's probably the most embarrassing thing.
You just say fella.
Yeah, I know I do. And if ever I meet you and I say, all right, mate, it's probably because I don't know your name. I've just called you mate. I do call people mate anyway.
But there's variations of mate, fella, geese.
Geese.
Do you know what I mean?
Like,
it does work. I mean, I'm pretty good with names.
I'm
but
awful.
The worst thing you can do is if you're only 90% on the name,
don't go
throw a geezer out there.
Yeah, throw a geezer out.
Throw a geezer out there
because it isn't the right thing to do, is it? And you're never going to get it if you say it's Simon, is it? No, it's Simone. Oh right, okay, it's close. But when you go Simon, isn't it? They go no, it's Jeffrey. You're like, all right, okay, that's completely. I don't know where I got Simon from.
I done it the other couple of months ago. It was quite embarrassing, really. So I've played poker with this guy. I know him really well. I've known him for years.
Yeah.
I just kept on calling him Stu.
And he didn't correct you?
Not for about an hour. And then he had a name tag on as well, which is a bit and he went, Sean. He's Sean, isn't it? Sean, you can call me Stu. And I went... It was embarrassing because...
There are some people that just will never tell you, and then you find out from somebody else that's the worst thing. You call him Gary, yeah. His name's Dave.
He's bad,
like, why doesn't he say anything? Look, Trigger and Rodney and Only Fools and Horses, where he just calls him Dave. But I've been introduced to somebody before. I used to work for a PR company, helping them do their PR. And there was some software out there that was really useful for PR companies. And my company was going to buy this software. Friend of mine says, oh, you should come and meet blah, blah. I forgot the name. You should come and meet Jan because she uses that software and she'll probably let you use it. You can see what it's like. Then that way you can get to know whether that's something you want to spend a lot of money on. Yeah. I was like, oh, that's amazing. So I met up with this woman, Jan, at her company in London. Had a go on there. This is amazing. Went for lunch to talk about PR. Spent probably half a day with her, just generally getting to know this equipment. And I bought it in the end. It was really good. About like a month later, we were out with the person that introduced me to this person in the first place. And we were going to, it was when the Olympics were on. We were going to the Olympics and she brought a couple of friends with her. And I know you already know what the story is.
Yeah,
but
yeah.
She goes, oh, this is Jan. And I was like, oh, well, I'm really pleased to meet you. And she just looked at me as though I was mad. And she was like, we met. We went for dinner. You remember? We showed you that computer thing. I just literally, her face, I didn't recognize it.
That's happened to me so many times.
And I'm like, and it was awful because you just feel, how horrible was that?
But
how belittling is that to somebody? You spent half a day with me. Not, you don't remember my name. You don't remember me.
But how many times have you done this though, right? Because this happens to me on the regular. And I do mean nearly every day, I'd say.
Yeah.
You know, it could be in a supermarket, whatever, blah, blah. And some guy will come over to me and he goes, Scotty! You're right, Scotty! But he knows me so well. And I'm looking straight back at him and I'm thinking, not a Scooby. Nothing.
Yeah.
I'm filtering, trying to work out. So I just play the game. I go, you know me? And I wait until either I remember who it is or he'll say something that triggers in my mind. He'll go like, oh, yeah, so Dave says hello. And then I go, Dave,
yeah, Dave,
that's Dave's mate. That's Chris. And then I get it. But the amount of times I've walked away going, and like Kevin will be with me or something, and he goes, who's that? I go, not a clue.
Not a clue, yeah.
Not a clue.
It's very familiar. What about you, Tom? Is it us? Is it age or you, do you have the same? It might be a man thing.
No, I do it all the time, and it's one of like the most annoying things for Steph because she just sits there and she's just like, how do you not remember these things? Like, yeah. I do it with TV shows. Like, currently we're watching Riverdale.
Yeah.
And in Riverdale, there's this character called Jughead, and I went to call him Dan the other day. I was like, oh, what happened to Dan on the Riverdale? And then she was just like, Jughead, Tom. It's Jughead.
How can you not remember he's called? Like, if you called him Bowlhead instead of Jughead, I'd go,
I called him Dan. I couldn't remember his name.
There is, I've read about why it happens, because when it happens a lot, you think, maybe there's something wrong. Maybe my brain doesn't work properly. But there is an actual condition where you don't get the grasp of somebody's face and put a name to it. You can't. So you might recognise somebody and go, I definitely know who you are, but I can't remember your name. And then there's another bit of research come out a couple of weeks ago that basically said, this is awful, it said the reason why you can't remember somebody's name is because you couldn't care.
No.
Yeah, it's because you don't care.
But I've said this on the radio before, a long time ago when we first started the show, where if their name doesn't suit the face,
yeah,
I just give them a new name.
Well, yeah,
I've done it. You know, I've done it. You're Trev, obviously.
Trev, the taxi driver isn't called Trev. I still don't know what his real name is, but no. I know it's not Trev.
No, but he calls himself Trev now. He's like, all right, mate, Trevor here, like all the time.
Yeah.
But if your face doesn't match, I'm renaming you anyway. Happening,
but at least you remember the name that you've renamed. Because if you forgot the name that you've given somebody, that's even worse, isn't it? That's really bad. We're just talking about the fact that we forget people's names quite a lot, and it seems to be across all ages. Because Tom's the same, I'm the same, Scott's the same. And I was just reading more about this survey about people that forget things. But we forget loads of things, apparently. Results found that on average, we draw a blank about 6 times a week, adding up to 332 forgetful moments per year.
The worst one is when, I don't want to go too far left, but you know when you go upstairs to get something?
Yeah, and you don't know what you went upstairs for.
And you have to go back downstairs to the place where you thought about to try and find something in the jigsaw to go, oh yeah, it was a pen.
And whenever you think, oh, that could be something like wrong with me, and actually when you read about it, it's really clever. It's almost your brain on fast forward, so you think, oh, I must go and get a pen. You run upstairs, but you're on autopilot, so when you get upstairs you're like, why have I come up here? And that's literally what happens. That's why.
And it's being too busy as well. Busy, the other thoughts going on.
Yeah, you've got more than one thing going on in your brain. The top 10 things are things we forget. Forget to take a meal out to defrost. Forget what day it is. I do that all the time.
Yeah,
all,
same.
Yeah, which is
Monday's
bad
big drive home.
Yeah, yeah. I've done that a lot of times.
9:30. Forget where I put my pen. Walk into a room and forget why I'm there. We just talked about that. Have a word on the tip of my tongue and not remember what it is. That's probably the most frustrating thing in the world.
Yeah,
it is.
Wanting to say a word and just literally your brain's going, I'm not telling
you.
It's
good for me for the radio, though.
Yeah, that's true, yeah, for those words. Forget people's names after being introduced as number 5. These are all things we forget. Forget what I went into a room for, we just said. I forgot I just said that. Number 3, misplacing keys. Forgetting things when I go grocery shopping. What is the number 1 thing we forget?
Where the car is.
No.
Oh. Well, I think that's a new thing, Tom. Anniversaries.
Passwords.
Oh, what a nightmare.
Yeah, fair.
Do you know the worst thing with a password or a PIN number is when you come back off holiday and you go and you haven't really used it, you've been using your phone or whatever, and then you go, oh, I've got some cash out of the BP, and you go, you stand at the cash machine, you're like, it's just four digits. I can't remember. I don't even remember one of them.
I'd never remember the numbers, but I remember the pattern.
The pattern of the
yeah,
keyboard.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. So I can, if somebody asks me, oh, what's your PIN?
Tom. Show me the pattern. show me the pattern.
Because his bank account would be worth raiding.
The Big Drive Home with Chris and Scott. Radio Essex.
Tiesto, Ava Max, and the motto. It's Chris and Scott, Big Drive Home. What's that motto?
Oh, my God.
Getting you home safely. No.
No, no, it's because when you said the motto...
Yeah.
I was just about to say, what's our motto? And then you said it. And if it's on a prep sheet, I don't know
if
you...
It's not.
Oh, I was going to say, because I haven't got my prep sheet.
That isn't what we're going to talk about today. Let's come up with a motto for the Chris and Scott Big Drive Home. Although, Tom, write that down, because when we're stuck for content, that's quite good.
But yeah, what is our motto? I mean, probably your voice, your choice, is it?
No, there's a motto for an hour on a Friday.
Yeah, yeah.
Getting you home... with the music.
No, we've never... Oh, yeah, because we always go, Big Drive Home, getting you home with the music. Because we don't...
I know they're going to text that.
If you put our show against any show on the radio station...
Yeah.
I don't think you could say that we're all about the music.
We do play some music.
Yeah, we play some music.
All right, getting you home with all the latest tunes that George Ezra's released.
Oh, no, don't. But listen,
you know why?
If you want me to be professional?
Yeah.
Stop mentioning Jules Ezra.
Okay.
Because that song, Green Green Grass.
Yeah.
Is
tea bag before milk is our motto, apparently. Chris and Scott, Big Drive Home. Tea bag before milk.
No, tea bag out before milk.
Yeah, yeah. Feel free to send mottos in. It's weird. The reason why you knew that I was going to say that is the best mate thing. Yeah.
I'd imagine so. Yeah.
Laughter, loyalty, and reliability are among the things we value most from our best friends. I've got best friend facts here.
Wow.
Support when we need it. Kindness also makes the list of a good mate and somebody that knows what you're thinking. Mottos.
Wow.
We made our first best friend at the age of 11, apparently.
What?
And we're going to have four best friends over the course of our lifetime, with the average friendship, stretching over 17 years. Oh, when time's nearly up. Oh, no, time's gone.
No, time's... Mate, we've known each other for 20-odd years.
It seems the number of best friends...
2001?
2001.
2001?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. It seems that the number of friends halves as we get older. Youngsters having an average of sort of four best friends, and we just have, like, two or three.
How many have I got? I would say I've got...
You're a child, so you've probably still got four.
I think I have got four, but I think it's... I've got so many good friends.
Yeah.
I have. I'm really lucky to have a really good, like, support network, if you like.
Yeah.
But I would say there's only three, maybe four, that you could literally phone at any point. You're one of them, by the way, before your sad little face doesn't go away.
Yeah.
That you could literally go, I need this now. And then they just go, right, whatever it takes, I'm there.
Yeah.
And you're one of those.
That's good.
How
many best mates have I got?
One.
Yeah, and it's you.
Yeah.
I don't have any other best mates. No offence, Tom. We're like colleagues.
Wow. Not even friends.
Karen's my best mate. Scott. Karen's obviously my best friend as well. So I've got a couple, and I do have other guys, friends
said,
that are
I
like...
I mean, you said one, and I was Karen. Just, No. All I'm saying is if Karen's listening now, I hope she is.
She's fully aware.
I hope she is.
She saw my favourites on my phone the other day, and she went, why is Scott above me? And your daughter and your sons. I went, well, it's obviously I must ring in more because of work stuff.
Work stuff. All the prep that goes into this.
Yeah, yeah. You WhatsApped me. I said it earlier, didn't I, to Connor? 16 times today.
Yeah.
It's not bad, is it?
That's quite good.
How many times do you WhatsApp your other mates today? I'm on 16. Just think about that first.
Rob would have got
one, two.
Four?
Four. Not 16, though, is it?
So you're sounding good. Very David Brent right now.
Come home with me. Right about now. The Big Drive Home. Woo! Let's get into it. With Chris and Scott. Let's go. Come home. This is Radio Essex.
Spruce Spring Clean is the perfect name for a carpet cleaning shop in Cornwall.
That is Spruce Spring Clean. Brilliant. That is brilliant.
Carpet cleaning company in Cornwall just being crowned the best business name in Britain. I've got the list.
That is good.
I think there's better ones, but yeah, the number one is Spruce Spring Clean in Cornwall.
That is really good.
At number 20, PG Trips, bus charter company. 19, Frying Nemo, it's a fish and chip shop in Yorkshire. Jason Donovan is the kebab van in Bristol.
That one's very good.
Alan Cartridge, which is an office supply store selling cartridges. Alan Cartridge. Hair Aid Shelter for hairdressers in Norfolk. Samuel L. Jackson for a driving instructor. With the L being a red L. Samuel L. Jackson. That's very good.
Very good.
Facial Attraction is a beauty salon in Wales. Barney's Rubble, a DIY shop in Bolton. At number 12,
I like that.
The Chop Father is a barber's in Bristol. Deja Brew, coffee house in Denton.
That one.
Been here before. I'm with Deja Brew. I've definitely been here. Bonnie Tyler is a tiling man in Gateshead.
Oh, excellent.
Number 9, Great Expectations, is a fireplace specialist. Great, very good. Selfridges. They sell fridges. Stoke Newington. Number 8, Jean-Claude Van Man is a removal man in Merseyside. Wright Hassle are a solicitors in Leamington Spa. A Fish Called Rhonda is a fish and chip shop in Wales. Floral and Hardy is a florist in Hertfordshire. That's very good. Lauren Floral and Hardy. Planet of the Grapes, a wine bar and restaurant.
Oh, yeah, that's good.
At number 3. And at number 2, Sherlock Holmes is a locksmith in Portsmouth. Sherlock Holmes. That's great. That's number 1 good. Is the carpet cleaners in Cornwall that go by the name of Spruce Spring Clean.
That is brilliant.
They are the best. What about you? Have you got or do you know of a business that has got a funny name? For instance, a hairdresser's that might be called Hair Away or something. That's not funny, but...
Good example, Chris.
Thanks, man. Can we think of a hairdresser's that we... What would you call a hairdresser's?
Cut above the rest.
Cut above the rest. There you go. If you've got any businesses you know of, maybe you've got one, maybe you've heard of one, let us know. We're talking about the top business name in Britain, which is Spruce Spring Clean, the carpet cleaners in Cornwall. It's a great name.
Brilliant.
And we're getting loads through. Terry, the taxi driver, says the Codfather chip shop in South Green, Billericay. The Codfather.
That's
very good.
Brilliant.
Paula says, hi guys, there's a hairdresser's on South Church Road called Blonde Dye Bleach, which I've always found amusing. So Bondi Beach, very good. Rebecca says, Nut House, which is a hairdresser's in Hadley, and Oh My Cod, which is a fish and chip shop. Not sure I've seen this, but thank you, Rebecca. Fish and chip shop in Whitechapel in London called Jack the Chipper. Always makes me laugh.
I'm not sure about that one.
There's not a crematorium called that, Ben, surely.
Sorry, where's Ben?
You kill 'em, we grill 'em. That's not a real thing.
No.
Nikki says, my hairdresser's is called The Beehive, and New Cod on the Block in Eastwood, Essex, the fish and chip shop. Thank you, Paula. There's loads. Boys, I was going to... Oh, so this is Lee. Lee runs a... He paints cars and does cars. If you've damaged your car, you take it to Lee in Billericay. He sorts it out for you. He says, we were going to call our company Scuff Daddy, but somebody had already taken the name.
That's
Scuff Daddy would have been brilliant.
It would have been.
The Big Drive Home with Chris and Scott. This is Radio Essex.
We were talking in the office about this, and it's a bit of a is it a pet hate of yours, Tom, when people mispronounce words? Does it bother you, or are you all right with it?
I can't lie, most of the time I don't really notice.
Really?
Yeah, I know that's surprising.
What, because you don't know what the word should sound like?
No.
So if I said specifically, you wouldn't go, I think, I'm sure that's specifically.
Well, no,
I still can't mind. Say that.
You can't say specifically.
I know I can't. I say it wrong every. I now don't say it.
Is it because why don't you?
What does it start with?
Well, it depends which one you're talking about.
Yeah, no, I want to say the...
Specific.
I don't want to say the ocean.
Specific. So you just say the ocean, but just go before you say the ocean. Specific. No, don't do that. Specific.
Specific.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. But if I'm in a like conversation, I always say the ocean. I always say Pacific. Pacific.
Do you? But then, what do you call the ocean?
Pacific.
But you just call it all Pacific. You're not Pacific.
Specific.
You're not Pacific about
specific.
It. Specific.
Specific.
That's it. Yeah. Arctic is another one. People say Arctic and espresso coffee. And probably they're the most annoying mix-ups in everyday speech. It's been revealed. We were talking about this in the office today. People who do not realise they are failing to say words properly. See, you do realise, but you just don't change your behaviour.
No, no, I know I'm doing it, but then yeah. It's too late then. I've said it. I annoy me.
Yeah.
It annoys me when I say it wrong.
According to a survey, a third of adults can't stand hearing mispronunciation blunders such as specifically instead of specifically. A quarter grit their teeth over specially instead of especially, a poll has found.
Oh, that one.
Specially.
No, yeah.
Especially
that.
Me, yeah, you'd say especially me, wouldn't
What's
you?
What's wrong
yeah, no,
with
I,
saying that?
No, it's especially, not specially.
It is.
Especially is like, I'm special.
I mean, it wasn't specially for you.
It was especially was it? For you, yeah. That's very true, he wouldn't have heard of them. One in
is that
five,
wet?
One in
no,
five go nuclear instead of nuclear. Nuclear. I think I might do that.
Oh, what about the old jalapenos?
Yeah, jalapenos, yeah. Triathlon instead of triathlon. There's an R in it. People put R in it. Two-thirds of words are admittedly irritating somebody somewhere. So just think about that.
Yeah, but it's like the one where my kids now, this is not saying words wrong, but this is like getting words off of programs and then running with it, like similar thing. Like, so we don't have trash cans over here, do we?
No.
Garbage, no.
Only because of Nickelodeon.
Yeah, they, like, so my girl, oh, should I put it in the trash? No, no.
No,
because you're not American.
In the bin.
Yeah, you're not American.
Exactly.
Oh, can we get up the attic? No.
Well, didn't Harry tell me in his driving lesson they have to call the accelerator the gas pedal?
No.
What?
No,
yeah,
up.
That's what he said. He goes, I've been told specifically that I have to call that the gas pedal. And I'm like,
no.
It's not, it's the accelerator.
It is the accelerator.
Yeah. Great. Linda talking about words that you can't say. She says, I know what you mean. I have problems with academy. I say academy. What is it?
Academy?
No, it's not academy. Oh, you're saying that's what she's saying?
Yeah, academy.
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 No, but no, she doesn't say academy. She must say...
No, well, she's spelled it out like that. She says academy when it's...
Is that
academy.
How you say academy, Linda? Academy.
She should send a voice note.
Yeah, send a voice note on how you say academy or academy.
Academy.
Academy is...
Different, isn't it? Because I wouldn't know what you were talking about. If I said, oh, what kind of school does your son go to? And you went, academy. I'd say, sorry, what? I wouldn't think that meant academy.
Yeah, but are we just, for the purpose of what we're doing here, we just doing words that people say wrong? Or are we doing, like, the annoying short words as well? Like
anything.
So when people...
Anything goes.
You know, when people
You can even
go,
talk about tea if you want.
Oh, I'm completely totes emotion.
Yeah, totes emotion, I don't like that.
Like, what? I could be violent because that's silly.
Yeah.
Just say I'm a little bit emotional.
Tortilla instead of tortilla. That's a slur on us, isn't it?
Yeah.
What?
Because on our tortilla challenge, I think we say tortilla.
No. There's no we in that. And no, there was
I
no
don't
sound.
Speak. It was...
No,
there's
no sound.
I think the TikTok video says tortilla because it's American. It's a voiceover, wasn't it?
Yeah.
It's not us, Kim, but appreciate the gag. Pacific instead of specific is probably the one that gets me worse, is Webby. But could-would instead of could-would. Oh, what? could-have, would-have, also riles. Could I could have. Go to the... No one says that, do they? I could go to the football instead of I could-have gone to the football.
I'm very confused about that.
Because you would
Webby,
say...
Could have?
Voice note, we don't know what you're talking about, mate.
Yeah, because that's two different conversations, isn't it? You're saying I could go to the football or I could-have gone to the football.
Yeah, that's
two different tenses. God, it's like English language on this show, isn't it? English lit and English slang, all in one big show, which is what people want from a drive home. Wow, touched a nerve, George and Ashington. If we're talking correctly how words are said, does it count if I say to somebody, I'm going to learn them instead of I'm going to teach them? I've heard people say, I'll learn him, which is wrong, is it not? Yeah, well, it is, but
yeah.
I've said that before, that'll learn him.
My friend Wayne says it on purpose.
Yeah.
That'll learn you.
Yeah, that'll learn you. I've heard that quite a lot, actually, but it is wrong, obviously. We've had Gemma in Springfield saying, my 12-year-old daughter, Scott was talking about his kids saying, I'm going to put the trash out because they watch too much American television. My 12-year-old daughter started using the word pacifier instead of dummy.
Yeah, I know, that's what I mean. It's that's annoying. That's probably more annoying than saying the words wrong.
Kim in Holbridge said, no, it was actually you two that said tortilla on the radio instead of tortilla when you were discussing it. And you both call them tortillas.
No.
You guys need to own it, says Kim in Holbridge.
Kim, unless you can find the audio, I believe that Chris would have said it wrong because I'd pulled him up in the day when he had said it.
I just read what's on the paper and it says tortilla. I know it's a tortilla. So if it's I was buying it in the shop and I'd go, excuse me, what are the tortillas? I'd know that. But weirdly, when I'm reading it, it's the dyslexic brain.
The old dyslexic.
It's an illness, so sorry about that, Kim. Webby says people say could have. Oh, yeah, we were talking about you earlier because he said could would. It's when people say could have when it should be could have. Oh, could have gone. No, could have gone.
Yeah, yeah.
That's what Webby was talking
isn't
about.
Isn't that just bad English?
It's just, yeah, it's just lazy, isn't it?
Yeah.
I could have gone. But I think I'd probably say that. Now I've just said it, I think I'd probably say that. Yeah, could have.
Yeah, but it's like the old see you later. I've shortened that in my life to slah.
Slah. Slayer.
Like, yeah. Literally, I have.
Slayer.
Like, literally, your mate goes and you go, Slayer. And I'm saying, see you later.
Yeah.
I'm that lazy that I just... And, here's one.
What?
You know when people actually say lol?
Yeah, yes.
Oh, lol. No, like, or they go, oh, I'll laugh out loud. No. That's a text thing.
It is. My mum says potatoes instead of potatoes. I cringe every time, says Joe in Langdon. B, she says potatoes.
See, that's silly.
But A-O's. Stevio says, oh, the thing that gets me so angry is when people say, I brought a new phone instead of bought. You haven't brought anything. You bought it. Well, you might have brought it if you brought it with you because you've just bought it.
Yeah, no,
then that's fine.
No, that one will annoy me as well, actually.
Great show, says Steve. I can't keep up these. We've touched a proper nerve. People were waiting for someone to shout at. didn't Chris say tortillo the other day? Oh, have we got Chris Day?
He probably did. He probably did say tortillo.
Kim in Holbridge says when people say arcs instead of arse, it drives me insane. Kelly says when people say they borrowed it to you. I borrowed it to you. No.
Right, that's... No.
I borrowed it.
I liked it. Then she goes... Arr!
Yeah, I like all them. Thank you very much for those.
The Big Drive Home with Chris and Scott. Radio Essex.
Mikey Faulkner coming up in about 25 minutes. And of course, before that, you'll hear the winning song on the title fight, which is currently one of us is in the lead.
Yeah, at the moment. At the moment.
No, only at the moment, one of us is in the lead.
No, yeah. At the moment, you'd be hearing the old photograph.
Don't worry about it, though, because he's not bothered. So don't feel bad.
No. I don't think you understand the not bothered thing.
Yeah.
Right, let me explain it to you.
Do you have to explain not being bothered?
Yeah, I want to win, obviously.
Oh, right. You're not bothered either way.
I'm a bit more chill now.
Yeah.
Like, I got stuck in a traffic jam the other day and I was like, there's nothing I can do about it.
You can't blame me for that.
No. What I'm saying is I'm trying to not let life get
on top of you. It's not life, is it? It's life getting on top of you. It's the rising costs in energy and the petrol being...
Don't get me started on diesel!
No one's worrying about the title fight.
No, because the problem is with the title fight is people...
Because in your head you're going, oh, Brexit, oh, the pandemic and COVID and the rising cost of energy bills and the title fight. That's what's happening in your head, which isn't healthy.
I just know, like take original Ben, for example.
Yeah.
Oh, just going to vote for Chris before the song's announced, just to annoy Scott. That's not very title fight-esque, is it?
No, it's not. It's not just the way we like to play the game.
No, what I like to do is people vote, right, for the song, wait for it, that they like more,
okay,
that they want to hear.
Not the presenter.
Yeah.
I'm going to vote for him because the other one will get annoyed.
No, yeah.
That's not what we're after.
Well, and then shun everyone.
It's silly.
It's time for the Big Drive Home Podcast.
We have to get out of here.
With Chris and Scott. Thanks for listening to Radio Essex.
Well, that's it. End communication.